Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，早上好。
Welcome to this good Sunday service.
欢迎大家来到这个大好的主日的敬拜。
And we thank the choir for putting in a lot of effort, and glory be to God.
我们感谢诗班带领我们的敬拜归荣耀给神。
If you've not stayed behind after lunch, they've been practicing for a long time now.
如果大家不是在午饭留下来，知道他们的这样的一个训练的话，他们已经练习了很长一段时间了。
And we give thanks to God that He has honored also the effort that they've put in.
我们也感谢主，让他们的侍奉有果效。
I hope that you have really your spirits is much encouraged this morning.
我希望我们今天我们的灵魂被激励。
For the songs that we've been singing tells us that indeed our Lord is risen.
我们所唱的诗歌告诉我们，我们的主已经复活。
And this is the cause to be glad.
这就是我们能够欢喜快乐的缘由。
I hope that you see that this time is precious.
我们希望大家看到这个时刻是宝贵的。
As we gather in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一同聚集来纪念我们的耶稣基督。
To proclaim that He has risen.
我们来宣告他已经复活。
And celebrate our lives made new in Him.
我们来庆贺我们在主里面的新的生命。
So as we receive God's word this morning,
所以当我们在领受神的话语的时候，
May grace and peace be for all of you in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神我们的主耶稣基督就多多的加给你们。
Let's now take a moment in silent meditation to prepare our hearts to receive the Word of God.
让我们花点的静默的时间来准备我们的心，来领受神的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，
we thank you that in Jesus Christ,
我们感谢你在耶稣基督里，
we have all that we need for life and godliness.
我们领受了关于生命和敬虔的一切的事，
and by His divine power,
因他的神圣的能力，
we have been graciously given all that will bring us into a proper worship of you.
你丰盛的赐给了我们，让我们进入你的敬拜当中，
and also into a deeper relationship with you.
你也带我们进入了一个更深的与你的关系当中。
We thank you that through Jesus Christ,
我们感谢你通过耶稣基督，
we can now die to sins and live for righteousness.
我们可以向罪死而向义活。
What a wonderful gospel it is.
这福音是何等的美妙。
Bless this morning.
我们祈求你祝福今天的早上。
And fill us with your spirit.
用圣灵充满我们。
As we celebrate the depth of life made new in our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们来庆贺这个取死的生命已经复活了，与基督一同复活。
And it's by His name that brought us into grace and peace. We pray and believe.
就是奉这带给我们恩典和平安的圣灵，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please turn with me now to 2 Peter chapter 1.
让我们一同翻到彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
We're going to be learning from verses 3 to 12 this morning.
我们将要学习第三到十二节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 12.
彼得后书第一章三到十二节。
And if you could ready your heart, listen to the proclamation of God's word.
我们预备我们的心，我们一同来聆听神的话语。
First, it will be proclaimed in English and then in Chinese.
我们一开始用英语读，然后我们用中文读。
Verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, They will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主基督耶稣基督上不致闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只是见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。所以你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这事常常提醒你们。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
The message we can glean from 2 Peter, from the passage that we've just read is this.
我们从我们刚才所读的这些经文里面，我们可以学习到
，In Jesus Christ，
在耶稣基督里
，We have all that we need for life and godliness。
我们已经有了一切关乎生命和敬虔的事。
In Jesus Christ， we have all that we need for life and godliness。
在基督耶稣里，我们已经有了一切关于生命和敬虔的事。
So if you could say it with me, first in English and then in Chinese, in Jesus Christ。
所以我们先用英语说。
In Jesus Christ, we have all that we need for life and godliness.
在耶稣基督里，我们已经得着一切关乎生命和前进的事。
Amen.
Amen.
While I'm not a very big gamer,
我并不是一个很善于玩电子游戏的人。
And I do call out on the dangers of us being baptized, being fully immersed in video games.
我首先必须声明的是，沉迷于电子游戏呢是很危险的一件事情。
But I still do enjoy playing video games from time to time.
但我还是很喜欢偶尔的玩它一玩。
And there's this particularly attractive feature of video games that I enjoy.
在这个电子游戏里面有一些特别的一些性能是我非常喜欢的。
And that's all the different power-ups that we can gain in the games.
就是在玩游戏当中我们可以赢取一些特异的一些能力。
So the very old school game Super Mario Brothers.
在这个超级马里欧兄弟的这个游戏里面。
I can grow bigger.
我有了这些能力以后我就可以长得更大。
I can throw fireballs.
我可以扔火球。
I could fly.
我可以飞。
This really helps.With getting past all the different obstacles and all the enemy lines.
有了这些特殊能力以后呢，我就可以跨越很多的障碍，也可以走到敌人的防线后面。
And also helps me to listen to those beautiful music when you collect all the coins.
当你收到了很多的这些钱以后，你就可以听到一些很美妙的音乐。
And if you have no idea what I'm talking about,
如果你不知道我在说什么的话
，Well, it's time for you to connect with the younger ones.
那你就要去跟你的孩子们聊一聊。
And humbly ask them to be your teacher for a day or two.
谦卑的让他们做你的老师做一两天。
And keeping in mind these power-ups,
我们要思想一下这些让我们能够好像有特异加分能力的这些东西。
Be very careful to keep these intact.
如果你能够保住这些特异的你收到的这种特异的加分的话
In fact, continued on to add on to different power-ups,
而且你可以收集到继续的更多的收集这些特异的能力
The potentially treacherous journey ahead becomes well less treacherous.
这个好像危机四伏的这样的一个旅途呢好像就没有那么危险了
It really becomes more manageable and more enjoyable.
就变得更加好玩了
Because who really enjoys dying all the time in a game and can never get to the end?
谁想着谁会喜欢在玩游戏当中中途他死掉了呢
But then there's this very fundamental requirement in a game.
但在这个游戏当中呢有一些是很根本的基本的要求
Is that the designers of the game has written into the game all that the player needs to get through the game.
这是那个游戏的设计者呢早已经设计好了你需要怎么样才能够完成这个游戏
Imagine coming to a door and you need to open and the designer forgot to design in a key.
假设如果说你来到一个门，你想要开这个门，但是那个游戏设计者呢没有设计这个钥匙的话
，Oh, terrible game!
哦，这就是一个很坏的游戏。
One star on Google Play.
在这个谷歌的商店评估里面，你就给他一个星。
Yet, at the same time,
但同时呢
，the player needs to make the effort to tap into all the power-ups that are given in the game.
这个玩游戏的人呢是需要努力的去赚取这个加分的
So for example the mushroom is there for you to eat and grow up
举个例子说比如说那个游戏里面有个蘑菇在那里你需要去把它吃掉
And so Mario or Luigi they will get bigger
这个马利欧跟这个路易吉呢吃了以后它会长大的
But you as the player you have to kind of bump the little box to pop out the mushroom and then eat it
所以你作为一个玩游戏的人呢，你首先要把这个蘑菇给弹出来，然后你要出去把它吃掉。
Again, if you have no idea what I'm talking about,
再次呢，如果你不知道我在谈什么的话
，talk to your children，
就跟你的孩子去聊一聊。
There is this virtual power-up that we can look to in video games.
这个就是在电子游戏里面的这种特异功能。
In a much more glorious and good way, Peter tells us that there is this divine power-up.
比这个荣耀百倍的就是。彼得告诉我们，我们在属灵上也可以得到这样的一些加分的、加力的。
He tells us that in Jesus there is this divine power that has been given us that everything we need for life and godliness.
彼得告诉我们，神凭着他的能力，他已经将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事情给了我们。
He tells us that it is us. Here Peter is addressing Christians.
彼得这里告他所针对的对象是我们，就是基督徒。
That every single Christian is a recipient of this divine power.
每一个基督徒都可以收到这个神圣的能力。
In fact, in the beginning of the letter,
在这个书信一开始的时候
，Second Peter chapter 1 verse 1, Peter writes.
彼得后书第一章第一节，彼得说
，To those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours.
那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人
So there's no doubt that Peter has Christians in mind
所以我们不用怀疑彼得是写信给这个基督徒的
So any of us who today confess to have faith in Jesus Christ we need to listen up
所以今天我们是已经承认我们是基督徒的这些人需要特别留意
In verses 3 and 4 Peter states the purpose of our Christian faith
在第三节、第四节，彼得指出了基督信仰的意义所在。
It is to have life and godliness through our knowledge of Jesus Christ, who called us by His own glory and goodness.
就是在耶稣基督在认识耶稣基督上有关乎一切生命和敬虔的事。
Here the word godliness is actually translating the Greek word that means good worship or piety.
这个敬虔这个字翻译过来其实就是原来的希腊文里面的真诚的敬拜和虔诚的意思
So oftentimes when we think godliness we think qualities
当我们想到虔诚敬虔的时候我们往往想到是一种品性
But here Peter is actually telling us that it is about our posture before God
但是彼得这里讲的是我们跟神之间的位置
It is to talk about this behavior that is expected of Christians as they come to know God
是形容认识神的人应当有的表现。
And so here we find that to live and to worship God goes hand in hand.
所以我们这里可以看到，生命跟敬拜 是紧密相关的。
In fact, if in your heart you say, I want to have a good 10 years of my life,
如果在你的心里面你想要很充实的活十年，
that 10 years have to be full of worship.
那这十年最好就是能够充满敬拜的十年。
We cannot say, okay, I'll worship during this time, and then in other times I'll live for other things.
我们不可以说、哦、在这个时候我们来敬拜那另外的时间呢我们就过我们自己的生活
The purpose of the Christian faith is so that Christians will have life and godliness going hand in hand
所以基督的信仰基督徒的意义所在就是我们要有生命而且要有敬虔
And in fact this faith that we have is very active
我们这个信心是非常积极的一个信心
It isFor us to participate in the divine nature as well as to escape the corruption of the world.
我们要与神的性情有份，同时呢，我们要脱离从世上、从情欲来的败坏。
So Peter is here painting for us a picture.
所以彼得在这里给我们画了一幅图画。
You see this Christian that is moving away from darkness and into light.
我们可以看到基督徒是从黑暗里面出来，然后进入到光明当中。
It's not a busy person dashing in between.
我们不是说一个 很忙碌的在两边的摇摆不定
But it's always in the positive direction
永远是往这个好的方向前进的
And something to be careful of when we read this passage
当我们读这些经文的时候我们有一点要小心的
Is that when Peter says we are participating in the divine nature It does not mean that we become sinless
就彼得说我们与神的性情有份的时候不是说我们就变得没有罪了
or that we become God because oh yeah now I have the quality of God I am God
或者是我们变为神了好像我们有神的性情有我们就成为神了
but it is more to say that we now have this ability in us to be able to resist sin because of Jesus Christ
而是这里是在说因为耶稣基督的缘故我们有了能力去抵挡罪恶
so last week a group of us went go-karting
上个礼拜有一我们有几个人我们一起去参加这个小型赛车
And so we as the drivers we had a taste of the speed of the car
所以我们开着这个小型赛车的时候我们可以感觉到这个赛车的速度
We in a way we participated in the ability of the car to go fast
所以我们就好像跟这个车一样走得一样快了
But that does not mean that we are the car
但这不是说我们就变成了车子了
We simply are now sharing in this ability toGo really fast and turn at crazy angles when we come to bends.
我们只不过参与到这个车子里面，可以开得很快，也可以到处四处转弯。
And still be safe.
而且还是安全的。
And so here Peter tells us that we can and we are in fact given this participation in the divine nature.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们说，我们是与这个神圣的能力是。
And often for us to escape this corruption of the evil world is unimaginable.
而且我们要脱离这个从世上从情欲来的败坏，想象上去好像是很困难的一件事情。
And say, "Oh, I'm still human. You know, I still sin."
我想我们还是人呢，我们还会犯罪啊。
And just with the recent news, there's no need to further explain what it means by the corruption of the world by evil desires.
我们从最近的新闻上，我们就可以看到，我们不需要解释这个败坏是如此的败坏。
And yet, here Peter also tells us not only the purpose but the good news.
彼得在这里不单只是告诉我们信仰的意义，还告诉我们一些好的消息。
To have this active faith that allows us to participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption is not mission impossible.
要加入到与神的性情有份，要脱离世上这个败坏，不是不可能的。
Because in Jesus Christ, we have all that we need for life and godliness.
因为在基督耶稣里，我们已经得到了关乎生命和敬虔的一切的事情。
He tells us that there are these four aspects of a divine power up.
他告诉我们这个神圣加力的四个方面。
First, there is power in Jesus Christ.
第一点就是耶稣基督他有大能大力。
Second of all, there is knowledge of Jesus.
第二点就是我们对耶稣基督的认识。
Third, there is this calling by Jesus.
第三就是耶稣基督的呼召。
And last of all, there's the fulfillment of all promises by Jesus Christ himself.
最后一点就是耶稣基督所有的应许的应验。
Let us take some time to look into all these four power-ups.
让我们来看看这四个方面。
First, we see that Peter writes his divine power.
首先，彼得所写的就是他的大能大力。
This specifically refers to the power of Jesus to save sinners.
这里讲到的是耶稣基督拯救罪人的能力。
To break the chains of sin through his death and resurrection.
他让我们解开罪的捆锁，通过他的死和复活。
I was talking to a young brother.
我在跟一个年轻的弟兄谈话的时候。
And was saying that, you know, what does salvation really mean?
我问他说这个救恩到底是什么意思
And so he was saying that, yeah, it's to deliver us from sin.
他说是从我们把我们从罪中解救出来
And that is not wrong.
这不是错的
But it's incomplete.
但是还是不完全
Because it's not only Good Friday that is part of the gospel, so is Easter Sunday.
受难日只是福音的一部分然后复活节是福音的另外一部分
And so we see that we're not only delivered from sin, we're being pushed, or we're being drawn into godliness.
我们并不是只是从在最终被拯救出来，而且我们要进入到神的敬虔里面。
And so is to have now eternal life, which is to know God.
这就让我们有了这个永恒的生命，就是我们能够认识神。
Just as Paul has also written Romans 1,
就是像保罗在罗马书第一章所写的。
He talks about the gospel as being the power of God for salvation of everyone who believes.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
And so here we understand that with Jesus Christ as our resurrected Lord,
所以我们知道耶稣是我们已经复活的主。
He has now provided us this foundation that we can now build our lives of worshiping Him.
他给我们提供了这个基础，这个平台，让我们可以建造生命和敬拜。
In Ephesians, it tells us that we now have righteousness by faith through grace.
在以弗所书告诉我们，我们因信称义。
And in Corinthians, we are told that we are now new creation.
在哥林多书里面告诉我们是一个新造的人。
And so with this, because of his death and resurrection, we now have righteousness in our new creation in Christ.
通过耶稣的死和复活，我们现在有了公义，我们也有了新造，新造的人。
It's possible now to have life and godliness.
所以，生命。跟敬虔是有可能在我们生命里面实现的。
So first here, he has the power.
首先，他有这个能力。
And then it comes the knowledge of Jesus.
然后我们就有了对耶稣基督的认识。
This knowledge refers to having a relationship with him.
这个认识指的是我们跟他有一个关系。
It is intimate.
是一个亲密的关系。
At the same time informed.
是一个互相了解的关系。
Inform meaning that you have spent time studying the Word of God.
互相了解表示说我们花时间来学习神的话语。
You have spent time surveying the evidences of Jesus as being real.
我们有花时间来思考耶稣他是真实的这样的一些证据。
You have taken the time to put God's truth into practice to relate to one another in the family of God.
我们有时间来实践。我们所接受的这样的信仰
And you say Jesus Christ indeed is real and he lives today.
我们承认耶稣基督是真实的他今天活着
And you continue to relate to him as you would relate to your best friend.
我们跟他相接触就像我们跟我们最好的朋友相接触一样
And we see that we can come alive because we are connected to Jesus Christ.
当我们与耶稣基督相连接的时候我们的生命就活过来了
In the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音
Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And so we can have life and godliness because we are connected to the source of life.
我们可以有生命，我们可以有敬虔，是因为我们与生命的源头连接上了。
So not only is there power in Jesus, there is now a relationship with Jesus between us and Him.
所以不单只有耶稣基督的能力，我们有跟他之间的亲密的关系。
Thirdly, Peter tells us that Jesus is willing for us to have that relationship with Him.
第三点，彼得告诉我们说，耶稣基督渴望我们。与他建立这样的关系。
Because Peter here says, He who called us.
彼得说，耶稣他亲自的呼召我们。
Meaning he is summoning us into a saving relationship with him.
就是说他呼召我们来与他建立这样的关系。
It indicates a personal calling by Jesus Christ himself.
这是一个耶稣基督亲自个人的一个对我们的呼召。
It's not to say, oh, I'm sending a messenger to relay the message.
不是说我只是派一个使者去传达一个信息。
But that the CEO of the company shows up in your office and say you're promoted.
而是像是一个公司的总裁来到你的办公室说你已经被提升了。
That's like $5,000 lost to the company in a way.
好像是让公司损失了5000块钱。
But then from there you realize, wow, this is precious.
那这样的话你会觉得哇，这真是宝贵。
And of course, as analogy goes, this is a terrible analogy in terms of the wealth of the kingdom of God.
这个虽然用金钱来做比喻，并不是一个很好的比喻。
But we understand that it is when someone important personally shows up to give you the information.
但是我们可以了解到这样的一个情形，就是一个很重要的人物来到你的面前，来亲自的给你一个信息。
And in this case, it's not just an information; it is an invitation.
这个还不单只是一个信息，而是一个邀请。
And here we are told that out of His glory and goodness comes this calling.
我们也知道他这个是出于他的荣耀和美德他来呼召我们。
Meaning that it's out of his character, his nature, that he cannot but desire for us to have life and godliness.
就是出于他的本性他就希望我们能够有这样的一个敬虔。
We now start to see that there is indeed love and compassion in Jesus Christ himself.
所以我们通过这样我们就可以看到真的耶稣基督有慈爱有怜悯。
Again in the Gospel of John,
再次的我们来到约翰福音
Jesus says I have come that they may have life and have it to the full
耶稣说我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛
And if you are to look into Jeremiah and the book of Revelation
如果我们看耶利米书和启示录的话
We see that God is concerned for his people
我们看到神对他子民的关心
And he calls out to his people who are living in the sinful Babylon to say come out of there my people
他向住在这个邪恶的巴比伦的这些子民们呼召说：“你们出来。”
From the Old Testament to the New, that has never changed.
从新约到旧约，永远不变。
And by the word of Jesus Himself, He confirms this.
通过耶稣基督自己所说的话，他确认了这一点。
That He has personally summoned us to have this relationship with Him.
他亲自的呼召我们与他建立关系。
He died for our sins, and now we can have the new life.
他为我们的罪死了。我们现在就有了新的生命。
And he shows us that he has this personal calling for us.
他告诉我们，他对我们有这个个人的呼召。
To have knowledge of him.
让我们能够认识他。
That is to be in a intimate, informed relationship with Jesus.
就是让他跟我们建立一个亲密的、互相了解的关系。
And the last power up that Peter addresses here.
那这个特异功能加力的最后的一个方面。
Is to say that.Jesus has given us His very great and precious promises.
就是耶稣基督又给了我们一个宝贵极大的应许。
It means that Jesus Christ Himself is the fulfillment of the very great and precious Old Testament promises.
耶稣基督自己本身就是旧约时代的宝贵极大的应许的应验。
The promises that there will come this Messiah.
这个应许就是说这个弥赛亚要来。
Through whom God will usher in salvation and His favor.
通过他，神会实现他的救恩。
All that we talk about in terms of grace and blessing and shalom，
所以我们所讲的这些恩典、祝福、平安
，that is all fulfilled in Jesus Christ。
所有都通过耶稣基督应验了。
And it is He Himself that is now the very great and precious promise。
他自己本身就是那极大又宝贵的应许。
And because these promises are fulfilled。
因为这些应许已经应验了
We now have this wonderful privilege to be able to have a lively life
我们就可以有一个活过来的生命了
So there's no doubt in Peter's mind that in Jesus every Christian has all that he or she needs for life and godliness
所以在彼得的书信里面他告诉我们在基督里所有的信徒都拥有生命和敬虔的一切的事
Because Jesus Christ is mighty to save
因为耶稣基督他是有大能的可以施行拯救的
Because Jesus Christ wants to draw us close to him
耶稣基督希望让我们与他靠近
Because Jesus Christ is willing to save
耶稣基督愿意施行拯救
Because Jesus Christ lived the righteous life on our behalf
因为耶稣基督为我们的缘故活出了公义
With all these in place
这一切
We now have been given everything that we need for life and godliness.
通过这一切，我们就得到了所有一切关于生命和敬虔的事。
And so the challenge then to Christians is this.
所以对基督徒来说，我们的挑战是什么呢？
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Do you fully believe?
你完全相信吗？
In all matters of life, do you believe that whether it is at work or when you're watching TV or when you're out there competing?
在生活的各个层面，不管是我们在工作当中，我们在看电视的时候，还是我们在比赛的时候。
Do you believe that there is this divine power that enables you to do everything in a worshipful manner?
我们相信神的这个神圣的能力会帮助我们能够过一个敬虔的生活吗？
So the challenge is to say, do I believe that when we sing, because he lives, I can face tomorrow?
所以当我们在唱说因他活着我能面对明天的时候，
It is also because he lives, I now can live every moment of my life in worship.
我们可以宣告说因他活着我们可以每天每时每刻都过一个神圣的生活。
And Peter challenges us that we must fully or firmly believe that in Jesus Christ we have all we need for life and godliness.
所以彼得挑战我们说，在我们的日常生活当中，我们必须确实的相信我们有了关于生命和敬虔的一切事。
And so we have to ask ourselves, sometimes there is this danger in our Christian walk.
当我们在与天同走行走天路的时候，有时候我们会面对一些困难，一些挑战。
It is as if we are a consumer.
就好像我们是消费者一样。
And we say, oh, I'm going to buy 10 boxes of cereals.
好像我们就要摆这个十盒的这个小麦圈。
I may not get to eat them.
我或许不会把他们所有都给吃了。
But it's at least there when I need them.
但至少我需要他们的时候，他们在那里。
And so we kind of just put those 10 boxes of cereals aside, and we go into Trader Joe's and see another two flavors that we really love, and we pick again and put them on the shelf.
所以我们先把那个十盒的小麦圈先放在那里，然后我们再看看有什么是我们喜欢的，我们再把它买回来放在那个架子上。
And so as Christians, we say, oh yes.Now I know that in Jesus Christ we have this divine power. I'll use it when I need it.
所以作为基督徒，我们有时候可能会想，哦，我们有了这个神圣的能力做后盾，我们需要用的时候，我们就可以去用它。
At other times, I will just, you know, I can eat bread or I can eat noodles. There will be times when I need cereals, and that's when I go to the cereals.
很多时候我们就说，哎，这个时候我们可以吃面包、吃面条，但我需要这个麦圈的时候，我才去吃这个麦圈。
And so when we are down, we are sad, we say, let's first go to songs. Okay, let's first go to a movie. If all doesn't work, fine, you know, in Jesus there is divine power for life and godliness.
所以当我们很受挫折的时候，我们想，我们先听听音乐，或者我们去看个电影。如果还不行的话，我们想到，哦，有神圣的能力，我们可以支取。
Peter's challenge for us is to say that is totally wrong.
彼得的挑战告诉我们说那是不对的。
And we have to be very careful to not have such a mentality.
所以我们需要很清楚地知道这种心态是不对的。
Because this divine power is the power that sweeps right into our lives.
这个神圣的能力应该是渗透到我们生活的每个层面的。
So verses 3 and 4, they sound very comforting and they are indeed very assuring.
所以第三、第四节告诉我们是一个非常安慰、让我们确信的这样的经文。
But at the same time, they are Peter's strong appeal and challenge for Christians to be accountable to their professed faith.
这里，但是呢，彼得也是一个强烈的请求，让我们能够在信仰上挑战我们能够在信仰上把持得住。
In fact, verses 5 to 12, Peter makes very concrete this very, you know, abstract idea of life and godliness.
所以在第五到十二节，彼得就把这个生命和敬虔给具体化了。
It's as if he's saying, "Oh, you're asking what life and godliness? I'm so glad you asked. Here's the answer."
好像你来问他说什么是生命，什么是敬虔呢？他说，哦，我很高兴你问这个问题，我现在告诉你。
And once we have this answer, we are being motivated to live out our faith.
有了这个答案以后，我们就会被挑战，我们就会被激励，我们要去把这个生命信仰活出来。
Yet be warned.
但是我要先要警告一下大家。
When we read verses 5 to 12,
当我们读第五到十二节的时候，
some of the teachings are in fact very unsettling.
有一些教训呢是让人不自在的。
Also looking at the time, and we do have a very busy morning.
我看看这个时间, 我们今天是, 很繁忙的一个早上。
It almost seems like verses 5 to 12 will have to be an afternoon session of sermon.
这个第5到12节可能我们要加一个下午的敬拜来把它讲完。
But this at least I will say as a summary of verses 5 to 12.
但至少我要给大家总结一下第5到12节。
Here, Peter tells us that every Christian and every Christian community has the responsibility to actively develop and demonstrate the life and godliness in Jesus Christ by making every effort to increase the godly qualities in them.
这保罗这个彼得这里告诉我们每个基督徒的群体我们都有责任我们要付上努力我们要不断的建造这个属灵的品性 来实践出这个神对我们的生命和敬虔的期盼。
I will repeat that again. For every Christian and every Christian community,
对于每一个基督徒和每个基督徒的群体,
we have the responsibility to actively develop and demonstrate the life and godliness in Jesus Christ.
我们都有这样的一个责任去积极的去建造生命和敬虔。
And this is done by making every effort to increase the godly qualities in every Christian.
我们是通过建造基督徒的品性来达到这样的目的。
To give you even more condensed version,
给你一个更简短的这样的一个版本。
Spiritual growth is a must.
属灵的成长是必须的。
So imagine that was a summary of verses 5 to 12. How much more are we going to spend time in it if we were to pull it all apart?
所以这个只是一个第5到12节的一个总结,如果我们要细说的话,大家可以想想那个篇幅有多长。
But let us just take some focus on some of the words that Peter used.
所以我们先来看看彼得所用的这个词语里面的一些重点。
He tells us that for this very reason,
他说因为这样的一个缘故,
so this refers back to what he has written verses 3 to 4.
这是重新回到了第3到第4节。
For this very reason, we have no more excuse to not grow spiritually.
正是因为这样的一个缘故,我们没有在属灵上不成长的借口。
It reminds me of a friend.
这又让我想起一个朋友。
He was very thirsty.
他很口渴。
There was this glass of water about 10 feet away from him.
这离他十尺以外有一杯水。
And I was just looking at him, he's looking at a glass, he's looking at the floor, looking at a glass, looking at the floor.
他不断地看这个杯子,又看地上,又看杯子,又看地面。
And he said, I'm very thirsty.
他说我很口渴。
It's like, there's water provided for you.
我说那里有一杯水啊。
He said, yeah, I don't want to walk there.
他说,哎呀,这个要走到那太辛苦了。
So, in a way, the only reason why we remain thirsty is because we're lazy.
所以呢, 因为他的懒惰导致了他一直的口渴。
It is provided there for us to quench the thirst, and yet we cannot bring ourselves to fulfill that thirst.
解渴的水已经给他提供在那里了，但是他不愿意付出努力。
Or more to quench the thirst, but anyways, so we understand that God has done His part in verses 3 to 4. We are told.
我们知道在第3、第4节的时候，神已经
And we as Christians, we are to respond, we are to fulfill our end of the deal, and that is verses 5 to 12.
我们作为基督徒,我们要做出回应,我们要持守我们的责任。
How do we do that? We make every effort.
我们怎么做呢? 我们需要付出努力。
Effort sounds like, oh, I have to do hard work.
好像是我们要辛勤的工作似的。
But effort here is also the word in Greek to explain earnestness or zeal.
但这里保罗所用的是分外的殷勤。希腊文讲的就是真诚跟急切或者渴望的意思。To
be very concerned.
是非常的关心。To
pour your heart into it.
是你非常的去全心的投入。To
put your mind to it.
是让你去非常的关注它。Meaning
it is to have a proper attitude towards spiritual growth.
就是我们需要对属灵的成长要有一个正确的心态。
You're in fact passionate about it, you're energized by it.
我们要有一个心态, 我们是要被他所鼓舞, 我们要被他所激励, 要往这个方向前进。
And so, just based on these two, for this very reason, make every effort.
所以这里讲到正因为这个缘故, 我们要分外殷勤。
It is the challenge for us Christians today.
就是今天, 对我们所有基督徒的一个挑战。
God has done His part.
神已经做了他所要做的。
How are we to respond?
我们当怎么样回应呢？
And partially for that challenge to you is for you to go back and read verses 5 to 12 on your own.
其中的一个挑战就是你回去以后你自己去读第5到12节。
But let us on this Easter Sunday,
但在这个复活节的主日，
whether you've been baptized, whether you are getting baptized, we have 4 brothers and sisters getting baptized this morning.
不论是你已经受洗了，或者是你正在准备要接受受洗，就正如我们今天有4位的弟兄姊妹要接受受洗的那样。
Or you have proclaimed your faith in Jesus Christ, but you're not yet baptized.
或者你已经宣告了在主里面的这个信仰，但是你还没有被还没有接受洗礼。
Let us first give thanks to God.
让我们首先归荣耀给神。
That in our resurrected Lord and Jesus Christ, there is this divine power.
在这个复活的主里面，我们有这个神圣的能力。
And by this divine power, we have real hope.
因为这个神圣的能力，我们有真正的盼望。
But let us also honestly examine the state of our spiritual growth.
但也让我们认真的反省一下我们自己属灵成长的情况。
We have to understand that we are already given what we need for life and godliness.
我们必须知道。这些生命里面的生命和敬虔，这一切的事已经给了我们了。
And we have a responsibility, an active responsibility.
我们需要有一个积极的一个回应，一个责任。
If we have made the effort to increase these godly qualities,
我们要分外的殷勤来建造这些属灵的品格。
And the 8 that Peter gave us is just a sampling. It's not, oh, I only need these 8.
这里讲到八样的事情只不过是一个样板而已。
But we have to look into it and say, this is the holistic form of life that God has given us.
但是我们要看到的是这是一个整体的一个生命神给我们的。
And we ask God for His mercy if we are very nonchalant about our spiritual growth.
我们需要求神赐给我们恩典。
Because...Peter has very strong words for any person who proclaims to be a Christian but is ineffective and unproductive.
因为耶稣彼得给了那些虽然说自己是基督徒但是在属灵上懒散的这些人的一个严厉的警告。
Because Peter here says that if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
因为耶稣彼得说没有这几样的人他们是眼瞎的他们是只看到了近处的事
Nearsighted and blind says that you are willfully closing your eyes to the reality
这个眼瞎或者是只看到近处的就表示说我们自己就把眼睛闭起来了我们不要看到事实
And forgotten is saying that it is as if it never happened
忘记就是表示说我们好像这事情从来就没有发生过
So not only are we not in touch with reality we are giving Jesus Christ a big tight slap across his face
好像我们就说耶稣你跟我们说的这些事我都不相信
And you say, oh, you know what, I really want to, but I really can't
好像你跟神说我真的很想这样做但是我却做不来
What would you say of a person who says, I really want to get fit?
如果有个人说我真的很想锻炼能够让我的身体健壮
And then he's been given an all access pass to...all the different gyms and has the wonderful dietitian to plan his meals.
所以他就有了很多这些别人给了他很多这些到体育馆锻炼的这些门票也有很多营养师来帮助他。
He keeps saying, I want to get fit.
他说我要让我的身体健壮。
But he makes no changes to his diet.
但是他在吃的方面从来不改变。
And he could, you know, I shared this little picture last night.
昨天晚上我跟别人分享一幅图画。
It's a cartoon character that fell down.
这是一个动画的图画，然后他摔倒了。
And the cartoon character pushed himself up.
然后这个卡通的人物呢，他想要把自己给摁着地上能够起来。
And the cartoon character said, "I did a push up today."
然后这个人物他就说，我今天做了个俯卧撑。
And now I need a chocolate.
那我现在就需要一块巧克力了。
What would we say to such a person?
如果这样的人，我们见到他的时候，我们会说什么呢？
We probably say you're the boy who cried wolf.
我说你就是这个喊这个狼来的这个男孩。
You're a liar. You're a hypocrite. You're a pretender.
你是一个说谎的人，你是一个冒充假冒的人，你是个假冒为善的人。
Let us ask God for His mercy that we do not fall into such a category. Each and every one of us who are seated here.
我们求神，我们所有在座的每一位，我们都可以向神求，我们不要成为这样的人。
It has been about months since many of us here stood up from your seat and sworn commitment to be still, know God, and exalt Him in 2015.
大概在一个月以前，我们当中的很多的弟兄姊妹都站起来决志说，我们要在2015年，我们要安静仰望，遵从神。
I hope that that commitment is coming along fine.
我希望大家的这个决心，大家是有去跟进。
That we are not the boy who cried wolf.
我们不是那个喊狼来的那个男孩。
And even every baby steps is wonderful. Even every baby steps is wonderful.
虽然是可能我们只是迈出很小的一步，但是也是好的。
I mean, have you seen parents when they look at their baby and they start walking? Best thing ever.
大家有没有看到那些？ 父母带着这个刚学走路的这些小孩子，他们迈出小步的时候，就是父母的表情。不知道他怎么知道的。
I've been around parents enough. Well, in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里,
we have all that we need for life and godliness.
我们有关乎生命和敬虔的一切事。
The question then is,
问题在于,
do you fully, deeply believe?
你真的完全真实深切的相信吗？
How are we growing our relationship with Him?
我们属灵的生命与他的关系的成长是怎么样的呢？
Let us now take some time in reflection and silent meditation.
让我们花一点时间来默想。
And may the Spirit guide us into a proper response.
希望圣灵能够带领我们有一个合宜的回应。
To worship our risen Lord and Savior.
让我们来敬拜这位复活的主。
To give thanks for spiritual diligence.
让我们能够感恩，也能够有更大的追求。
To repent of spiritual slackness.
让我们从属灵的懒惰里面悔改过来。
And ask God to return us to our first love for Christ.
让我们回到那个最初的爱里头。
Let us prepare our hearts also that we would receive the communion that is in a way that's pleasing to God.
让神准备预备我们的心，让我们能够预备好接受。
这个圣餐能够让他喜悦。Dear Abba King,
我们在天上的王,
we praise you.
我们赞美你。
For by your might you raised up Jesus Christ from the dead.
因着你的大能大力，你把耶稣从死里复活了。
And on this day,
在今天,
when we celebrate our risen Lord,
当我们在庆祝这位复活的主的时候,
when we partake in the Holy Communion and baptism,
当我们准备要参加这个圣餐和洗礼的时候,
and when we remember your grace upon CCMC for the past 20 years,
我们也纪念在过去20年你对CCMC的一切的恩典,
help us to glorify you.
帮助我们荣耀你。
Dear Abba King,
我们在天上的王,
we thank you that by the divine power of Jesus,
我们感谢你因为耶稣基督的神圣的能力,
we can now die to sins and live for righteousness.
我们可以向罪死而向义活。
We ask that you have mercy on us.
我们祈求你赐怜悯给我们。
For we are prone to participate in the corruption of the evil desires and escape the divine nature.
因为我们很容易就沾染上这世上的一切的败坏。
When really we should seize this honor to participate in all things godly and escape all things evil.
而我们应当所做的就是与你的性情有份，而脱离这个世上所有的一切邪恶。
So may your Spirit fill us.
让你的圣灵充满我们。
And prompt us to be diligent.
让我们更加勤奋。
To not be lazy.
不要懒惰。
And by faith and obedience.
因着信心和顺服。
You will bless us with the likeness to your beloved Son.
你会祝福我们，让我们更像你的爱子。
With whom you are well pleased.
是你所喜悦的。
By the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, we pray and believe.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，就是道路、真理、生命的名，我们相信。
Amen.
Amen.